every man. Lend me your ears. I come to bury Caesar, not to praise him. The evil that men do lives after them. The good is oft interred with their bones. So let it be with Caesar. The noble Brutus hath told you Caesar was ambitious. If it were so, it was a grievous fault. And grievously hath Caesar answered. Here under leave of Brutus and the rest, for Brutus is an honorable man. So are they all honorable men. Come I to seek in Caesar's funeral. He was my friend, faithful and just. But Brutus says he was ambitious, and Brutus is an honorable man. He hath brought many captives home to Rome, whose ransom did the general coffers fill. Did this in Caesar seem ambitious? When that the poor have cried, Caesar hath wept. Ambition should be made of sterner stuff. Yet Brutus says he was ambitious, and Brutus is an honorable man. You all did see that on the Lupercal, I thrice presented him a kingly crown, which he did thrice refuse. Was this ambition? Yet Brutus says he was ambitious, and sure he is an honorable man. If you have fears, repair, shed them now. You all do know this matter. I remember the first time ever Caesar put it on. It was on a summer's evening in his tent. That day he overcame the nerve. Look! If this race ran cattle stagger through, see what a rent the envious Cassia made. Through this, the well-beloved Brutus stabbed, and as he struck his precious steel away, mark how the blood of Caesar followed. As rushing out of doors, to be resolved if Brutus so unkindly knocked on the door. Of Brutus, as you know, was Caesar's name. Judge, O ye gods, how dearly Caesar loved him. This was the most unkindest cut of all. For when great Caesar saw him stabbed, ingratitude, more strong than breakers are, white flag. Then first his mighty heart, and in his mantle mucking at his face, even at the foot of Pompey's statue, which all the while ran blood, great Caesar fell. Oh, what a fall was there, my countrymen. Then I, and you, and all of us fell down, whilst bloody treason flaring over us. Oh, now you weep, and I perceive you feel the dint of pity. These are gracious drops. Kind souls, weep you when you but behold our Caesar's messenger wounded? Look you here, here is himself, marred as you see with Coraco. Sweet friends, kind friends, let me not stir you up to such blood of misery. They that have done this deed are wise and honorable, and will no doubt with reason answer you. I have no honor to this group of but as you know me all of plain blood man that loves my friend. I only tell you that for you yourself to you know. Show you sweet Caesar's wounds. Poor dumb mouths. And bid them be for me. But for I, Brutus, and Brutus Antony, there were Antony would buckle up your spirit and put a tongue in every wound of Caesar that should move the stones of Rome to right hand.